Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
In the last decade, people in northern Wisconsin have been extremely surprised to see wild turkeys foraging throughout the North Woods or competing with other birds for sunflower seeds and corn at their winter feeders. Viewing historical records, biologists believed that the ancestral range of turkeys was limited to central and southern Wisconsin, and that turkeys would never survive in the north. It has turned out that turkeys are tougher than anyone thought. While severe winters can reduce the survival rate by half, that is still enough to breed and sustain the population the next spring. Deep, powdery snow in the North Woods limits turkeys' ability to forage on the ground, but areas with south-facing slopes or windswept fields lose snow quickly, allowing them to forage more easily. And turkeys are one of nature's opportunists, eating everything available, including bits of vegetation, weed seeds, waste grain, and even the seeds hidden in the center of burdocks. A 15-pound turkey will eat 5 pounds of food per week, so turkeys have to be extremely resourceful to make it through a long winter. The bigger story is that there aren't any turkeys in Wisconsin at all. 40 years ago, there were none. Unregulated hunting and loss of habitat caused wild turkeys to disappear completely from Wisconsin in 1881. Noted Wisconsin conservationist A.W. Schurger predicted in 1942 that, quote, "It is doubtful if a reintroduction will ever become successful in Wisconsin," unquote. It wasn't until the DNR's reintroduction of turkeys in 1976 that a gobble was even heard in the 20th century. 29 turkeys were released that year in Vernon County in southwest Wisconsin. They thrived and bred, and from there, the population took off. As their numbers grew, the DNR live-trapped more than 3,000 birds, relocating them within their historical range among 49 southern counties. But the birds spread farther, soon into Marathon and Lincoln counties, and now they are found in every county of the state. Withstanding severe northern winters, by means still not wholly clear to biologists. In 1985, the turkey population was estimated at 50,000. By 1995, it had risen to an estimated 130,000 turkeys. And today, the wild turkey population is estimated to be 300,000 birds. With warmer and shorter winters forecast throughout the century, wild turkeys are likely here to stay. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.